This is Kate in the podcast Find It. Today is session 4 in a series of classes called Holy Living. In this session, we will discuss who Jesus really was. At the very heart of the Christian faith is this tiny fraction of world history in which a single man walked this earth. He lived publicly for only 3 years. The majority of his life was spent in quiet, simple living. He did not publish a book. He did not record a video or make a podcast. He just walked from one place to another within a 240-mile radius between Jerusalem and the Galilee in Israel. He talked about God and often used images from nature. He called God an Aramaic word, Abba, which means dada or mama. It's supposed to be just the first word that a baby babbles to the one who loves that little one and cares for it. Ba 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 ba. This man who lived so long ago stayed in people's homes or slept outdoors. He chose to walk with a group of men and women. This was unheard of in his day. Women weren't considered human and didn't travel with anyone except husbands, fathers, and brothers. He spoke to women directly as if they were people. He owned nothing. Occasionally, he would walk off alone by himself to pray. And he talked to God out loud and often. Most strange of all is the fact that there is not just one book written about this man, but there are 4 small books, and they are each different from the other. These books are called Gospels because they tell good news about the coming of this man and what it might mean for all humanity. The Hindus had long believed that God became incarnate, enfleshed or made into human form. They believed that in every age God would become a human being. This is the final of the 4 ages called the Age of Iron and Hypocrisy, the Kali Yuga in Hindu tradition. The Hindus called their incarnations avatars. Krishna was an avatar, Rama was an avatar. But like the Jewish concept of Messiah, these avatars were warriors and defeated enemies using physical violence, righting the world and bringing eventually peace. But this man was not a warrior, at least not in the physical sense. He cast out demons and healed the sick, but he did not bring peace in his lifetime. He walked around for a period of 3 years, moving from place to place, and then died a brutal death on a cross, a common instrument of execution in his day. The cross was so common, hundreds of men died in this fashion each and every year. The Roman highways were lined with the bodies of the crucified, still hanging on their crosses with buzzards eating their flesh, serving as examples, as billboards, for anyone and everyone who dared to disobey Roman law. So this Jesus, whose name means the one who saves, died, just like every other common criminal. But then something inexplicable happened. The Gospels write that Jesus appeared alive again, but he did not appear to the Jewish authorities, the Pharisees, or to the Roman authorities who could have given written testimony to his state of being alive. No, he appeared first to a woman. And not just any woman, but a woman who had been a demoniac, who had been possessed by demons. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene. What was a demoniac? It was a person who behaved in ways that scared people, who behaved in ways that no one could understand. Demoniacs often lived outside of towns or villages, in graveyards, or in the wilderness. They would bruise themselves with rocks, cut themselves, scream at things no one else could see. They manifested symptoms of today what we would probably call paranoid schizophrenia or epilepsy, delusions, or other kinds of both mental and physical illnesses. Sometimes they would fall to the ground and writhe and foam at the mouth or cut themselves. A demoniac was an outcast because they scared people. They were unpredictable. Mary Magdalene has often been referred to through the centuries as a prostitute, but she could not have been a prostitute and a demoniac both. No one would pay to have sex with a demoniac. Perhaps she was raped, but she was no businesswoman. Jesus appears first to a person who is not considered a person at all, and who cannot even testify in court that she saw him. Women were not considered human in Jesus' time. The word for woman in the ancient Greek of the New Testament is gyne, which literally means walking womb. They were to be owned for the purpose of bearing sons. It was believed that a man placed his seed in their fertile soil. They were the soil. They were valued by their fertility alone. To have sons was to have worth for a woman of Jesus' time. And women were not allowed to testify in court. But in all four gospel accounts, Jesus dies on a cross and gets up from being dead and walks and talks and eats and even lets people touch him. This resurrection, this getting up in the ancient language, is essential to understand that it is at the very heart of the life of any Christian. Were it not for this cosmic event, no one would ever known about Jesus of Nazareth. He would have died in obscurity and his words with him. All of the healings, the miracles would have been lost. It was only after the resurrection that people went back and started really pondering what he had said and done. It was only after the resurrection that the writers of the Gospels began to ponder writing down what they had seen. It was the resurrection that altered the course of human history and birthed a whole new religion. For one doesn't die and return without turning the world upside down. The word incarnation comes from the Latin incarne, which means in the flesh. God was enfleshed, came to dwell in a human body. And as we say in the Nicene Creed, which we recite in the ancient Christian traditions every Sunday, this God was made man. How in the world does that happen? Theologians will ponder this over thousands of years, and St. Paul would be the first to speak of a concept called kenosis, or self-emptying. How the divine could empty itself to become so small as to enter a human being. It was only after the resurrection that people began to ponder who this Jesus really was. And if he was God, how did he act? How did he speak to people? What were the miracles that he did? How did he heal? When did he get angry, and why did he get angry? If you walk into our beloved cathedral here in Jacksonville, Florida, you walk into Jesus' life. Beginning with the baby and his mother, the stained glass windows tell the story of this man who was God. We enter into the story the moment we step into the space. It is our story. If there is one thing that is important for the life of someone who wants to follow Jesus, it is finding out who he really was, what he said and what he did, and then translating who he is for you today. Because he is alive, still. And Christians believe that we can talk to him, pray to him, love him. And by adoring Jesus, our lives will be transformed. For I don't know about you, but I don't want to live with myself at the center of my universe. I'd rather follow the human being who was God, trusting that that one knew how to live fully. Thank you for joining me today in this podcast. May God bless you richly.